Lincoln saw the Wade Davis bill and exercised the seldom used pocket veto, the presidential power of the pocket veto, whereby a president can kill a measure passed at the end of a session merely by refusing to sign it. He explained after doing this that this bill would undermine his governments that were already being nourished in Louisiana and Arkansas. He said, but listen, I'll do this. I'll make this agreement with you. Any state in the future, when it's time for them to be coaxed back into the Union, I'll give them the option. They can follow your plan or they can follow my plan. And the radicals, of course, were furious at that. Well, of course, the southern states would follow Lincoln's plan. It was much easier on them. The radicals were so incensed that they issued a manifesto on August 5th, 1864, called the Wade Davis Manifesto. It said the president's refusal to sign the bill was, quote, a studied outrage on the legislative authority of the people. Moreover, if Lincoln wanted their support, he would have to, as they put it, confine himself to executive duties, to obey and execute, not to make the laws, to suppress by arms armed rebellion, and leave political reorganization to Congress. Then the radicals maneuvered to have Lincoln denied the presidential nomination of the Republican Party in 1864. They'd had it with him. They really believed he was so far out of step with them that he had to go. They thought maybe Salmon P. Chase, Secretary of the Treasury, could be their nominee. Or John Charles Fremont, who had carried the Republican banner back in 1856. Their efforts failed in the end, but at least a third of the Republican Party was not happy with Lincoln as their standard bearer in the 1864 election. Well, after the election, the issue of Reconstruction was slightly less divisive for the Republicans. Lincoln's 10% governments were functioning in Louisiana and Arkansas, and one was about to be launched in Tennessee. Lincoln hoped now that Congress would recognize them. He promised to pursue, as he put it, more rigorous methods than heretofore against the South, and appointed Chase to be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Lincoln and congressional leaders worked out a compromise whereby Congress would accept Lincoln's governments where they were already functioning, and Lincoln said that he would accept something along the Wade Davis model for the rest of the Confederacy. But Congress, and this is still the old Congress, not the one elected in November of 64, they wouldn't take their seats until well into 65. But this Congress proved unable to agree on new legislation. Black enfranchisement and other issues proved intractable. And the compromise between Lincoln and Congress broke down, which suited the radicals. They weren't disappointed by this, for they would have much more strength in the next Congress, the one elected in November of 64. They're willing to wait and re-engage once they have stronger numbers. They also, I think, understood that Lincoln might be more attuned to their position in the future. He'd been moving steadily toward them during the war on a number of issues, from limited war to a more total war type of approach, from gradual compensated emancipation to immediate emancipation, from not arming black men to arming black men. It seemed that Lincoln was coming toward their positions in a number of key areas, and he might do so again. On April 11, 1865, Lincoln gave a speech in which he hinted that he might indeed be rethinking his position on Reconstruction. He said he would not necessarily stick to the Louisiana-style Reconstruction plan in other states if it proved, quote, adverse to the public interest. At the end of the speech, he promised that a new announcement on Reconstruction would come soon. 3 days later, John Wilkes Booth shot him in Ford's Theater, and we'll never know what Lincoln really had in mind. At the time of the Confederate surrenders, black suffrage, the terms under which former Confederate states would return to the Union, and other vexing issues remained unresolved. The North had not been able to fight a mammoth war and settle on a blueprint for peace and reunion at the same time. Only 12 years of Reconstruction would bring resolution to many issues left unresolved in 1865. Next time, we'll move back to the military front, taking up our examination of the naval side of the conflict.